All right, we're here. Pat Wasilewski, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What chapter are we doing?
I'm reading chapter 14.
All right, go ahead.
Get over here, shithead. Get over here or throw me a magazine. The voice was grousing with a chilling rabidity. Chris knew he was encountering something salty. His thinking brain told him he'd be burned to a super sugar crisp, but his trembling heart told him that salad sounded good right now. His eyes vaulted into his ears, and his flesh started creeping towards his camel. Lindy couldn't remember how to move. No. Did I just wet myself? Chris was the dummy now. Again? What the? Lindy prayed that Chris didn't wake up with a gun in his hand. That voice. Chris had finally sussed it out. Is in the armoire. Huh? Lindy mumbled without dispersing too many molecules. Are you talking bad words? It's 3 in the fucking margarita. Can I go back to dreaming about my camera while you figure this out, Sherlock? But Lindy, Chris was keeping pies where no pies should be kept. His heart gulped down dental floss for cutie. I'm desperate. Listen to me, bitch. Mr. Madero talks to me. He fucking talks. Lindy lifted up her head and appreciated what she had heard. Silence. I bet he talks to you, Chris. I do. He talks to me, too. He said that I should get some fucking sleep. No! Chris was vociferous, sounding the sentences of someone with serious control issues. No one is sleeping. I must ask you to stay awake, Lindy. Stay awake! There, I formally asked. He'd repent later. Right now, Chris was tumbling and tumbling, and all he could do was wipe the warm grime gathering around his eyes. Lindy was startled into action and immediately called animal control about Chris's camel. That was terrible what you just did there, Lindy. Chris had to find a bucket to put the grime in. And I know what they'll do with it. Lindy was so sure that she was in control now that she leaned back, pushed out her stomach, and watched her brother tremble. What? Do what? Kill. They're going to kill your camel right in front of your eyes, Lindy whispered in a whisper. And I know who's going to do it. Who? Chris prayed he'd find his gun before the chapter ended.
All right. Thanks, Pat.
You're welcome.